May 16th, 1899. The virtue of the cross. Stripping oneself of one's own will. Jesus continued for a few more days to manifest himself in the same way, not wanting to detach from me. It seemed that that little bit of sufferings he had poured into me attracted him so much that he could not be without me. This morning, he poured a little bit more of bitterness from his mouth into mine, and then he told me, "The cross disposes the soul to patience. The cross opens heaven and unites heaven and earth together. That is, God and the soul. The virtue of the cross is powerful. And when it enters into a soul, it has the virtue of removing the rust of all earthly things. Not only this, but it causes her boredom and bother and contempt for the things of the earth, giving her instead the flavor, the enjoyment of celestial things. However, few are those who recognize the virtue of the cross, therefore they despise it. Who can say how many things I comprehended about the cross while Jesus was speaking? The speaking of Jesus is not like ours, in which one understands only as much as is said, but rather, one single word leaves an immense light, and such that, in ruminating well on it, one could remain occupied the whole day in most profound meditation. Therefore, if I wanted to tell everything, I would be too long, and I would also lack the time to do it. After a little while, Jesus came back again, but a little more afflicted. I immediately asked the reason for it, and Jesus showed me many devout souls and told me, "My daughter, what I look at in the soul is when she strips herself of her will. Only then does my will invest her, divinize her, and make her all mine. Take a look at these souls, who call themselves devout, as long as things go their way. Then, one little thing, if their confessions are not long enough, if the confessor does not satisfy them, is enough for them to lose peace. And some reach the point of not wanting to do anything anymore. This says that it is not my will that predominates in them, but their own. Be certain, oh my daughter, that they have taken the wrong way, because when I see that they really want to love me, I have many ways to give my grace." How pitiful it was to see Jesus suffer for this kind of people. I tried to compassionate him as much as I could. And so it ended.